Hello, Happy New Year, Happy 2015. This is Cloudberry Cake Radio. This is our first episode for this year, and that song that just played was If You Don't Mind by the Whippersnappers from Australia. This song was released in 1992 in the CD EP See My Fingers in My Thumb. It's funny, the Whippersnappers are a band I've been kind of curious about for many years. I think it was Peter Handorf from Twinette who introduced me to them, thanks to that fantastic 7-inch this band released called You Never Know. But I think they are more famous because they did this cover of Stairway to Heaven. You can find a video on YouTube of the girls playing it live on a TV show. Anyhow, this song was the peak of our friend Vidar from Norway, who guessed right the clip from last episode, which was Passion in the Afternoon by the Desert Wolves. So now I'm gonna play the clip for this episode, so if you guess right, send me an email to contact@cloudberryrecords.com, and then you can choose the opening song for the next podcast. And here it goes, the clip for this month. Let's see if you can guess. The theme for this month, January 2015, is New Year's, and I'm gonna play three songs related to New Year's, of course. I'm gonna start with a classic for me by the band Holiday. The song is called New Year's Anything. After that, I'll play a very well-known song, Camera Obscura's Happy New Year. And to end, I'll play Tribeca's Happy New Year.
Yeah. suggest. And at times like these, I'm at my lowest ebb, and now I can't confide in you. If I cried to set the mood, oh please, could you cry too?
Happy New Year again to everybody that's listening to the show, to everybody that loves indie pop, to all those pop kids out there. So now it's time to go around the world. Let's start with North America, I'm gonna present you a band called Failed Flowers. This is from their 2014 demo. It's just called like that. You can find it on their Bandcamp. You can buy a tape. They also have t-shirts. This song is called Summer Vacation. Immediately after, I'm gonna go a bit south to Costa Rica. I'm gonna do Central America this month. I wanna introduce you a band called Los Walners. They released last year an album called Eclipse Total de Corazón, which is a total eclipse of the heart. This song is called Papalotes. It's a great jangly song. Papalotes means kite, though not usually. I believe this is a Central American term. I guess it comes from Nahuatl, the language of the Aztecs.
Thank you.
quizás no es tanto que me hagas falta. Tal vez no sé cómo dejarte ir. Quizás no es tanto que me hagas falta. Metabolizo mi mundo y te encuentro.
The song is called The Polaroid Picture. It appears on a tape released by Miles Apart Records. It's part of their Cassette Tapes Club series. It was only 100 copies for this release. This is a fantastic song. I don't know why it's not more known. I guess 100 copies doesn't help. But the three songs on the EP are fantastic. The Polaroid Picture, The Universe in My Head, Banana Fish, all of them are great. This band hails from Kyoto, and this is their first release.
Thank you.
I'm gonna move to Australia because there's this fantastic song that I have a big crush right now at the moment and I can't let go. The band is called Baba Ganoush. It has two members of my favorite Go Violets, who of course are no more. The band hails from Brisbane and the song is called Bluff. It even has a video. It's great, it's great. You're gonna love it. And then, just after this song, and next I'm gonna play the representative for this month for Europe, Zipper from Madrid, from Spain. They have a new 7-inch, and this is their opening track. It's called Wednesday, the worst day of the week. Is it really the worst day of the week, Wednesday? I think most people would say Monday, but I guess Wednesday is a really bad day too.
Keep trying.
Next up, we have our monthly interview. This month, we have the great company of Cristina Quesada from Spain, from the Canary Islands, actually, though she's living in England now. She released already a 7-inch on Elephant, the famous Pineapple Princess. This year, she's releasing her first album, and we talk about this and many other things, of course. But first, I'm going to play you a song that's going to appear in the album, and that many of you may know. This is a cover of Just for Fun of Alpaca Sports. It actually has already been released on a limited CD called Bella's Mixtape that came along the Alpaca Sports album. It was a CD full of covers and remixes of Alpaca Sports songs. And Cristina contributed this cover, which she has already played live a couple of times. Actually saw it at Indie Tracks. Actually her and Andreas from Alpaca Sports playing it. So first the song, then the interview with a lot of news about this new album and, you know, gossip and whatnot.
Hello, Cristina.
Hey, Roque.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's a bit strange to talk to you in English, but...
I know, yeah.
But for the sake of this.
It seems like we understand each other very well, because the accents are quite similar, aren't they?
Yours is a bit more English, I notice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're picking it up. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Do you get to speak any Spanish now that you're living in England?
I don't really speak much Spanish since I'm in England. I don't think so, because I have very few Spanish friends in Canterbury.
Right.
And when I talk with my family, I speak with them in Spanish, obviously. But otherwise, it's everything in English. So...
How do you like Canterbury?
Oh, I'm very happy, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a very beautiful place. And mm-hmm. it's very cozy, too. So,
Is there any good music there?
I haven't noticed much about that, honestly. But I know there are people from my university that do music, too, and stuff. But, I haven't had time to discover much. I've been studying so hard, really. So,
oh, dear. You're studying what?
I'm studying modern languages, culture, and communication. Cool. That's the name of the degree at the university. So,
And you speak how many languages, Christina?
Good. I speak Spanish and English.
Right.
But I'm learning Chinese and French too.
Wow. Mandarin, right?
Yeah, Mandarin. Yeah, exactly.
Ah. That's cool. Do you plan
just
making music in those languages maybe someday?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I would love to.
Maybe you can tour China.
Yeah, oh my god. That would be awesome actually. Yeah. I wish I could sing in Chinese. The day that I'm able to sing in Chinese, that would mean that I have learned something, I hope. Something more than what I have learned now. Oh my god.
You just played a show, I think, right? In Canarias, right? Like a week ago, maybe?
Yeah. I played a
show
here in Fuerteventura, in the island where I come from, my home mm-hmm. place. And it was very nice. It was very nice. Because also it was the same day that I arrived home.
Oh, wow. So all your friends went to see you.
Yeah, my friends went to see me. My family went to see me. So many nice people. It's like family, everyone. So
right.
It was very cozy, even though I was so tired because it was the same day I arrived. But I didn't really think about that. It was so nice. So nice.
So you have a big following, could you say that, in Fuerteventura?
Does that count? Because it's like
right, it's like a small town.
You know? Yeah, it's a very small place, and I mean the people who follow me also with the music and stuff, it's because they're friends and family.
Right, of course.
I don't know if they even have any other option than following.
Like to follow. There's no other pop music in like pop artists at all.
Yeah.
There are.
I guess so. Well, in the Canaries, yes, there are. I don't really know many, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I'm sure there are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since it's many years now too that I'm. Well, not many years, but a couple of years
Madrid.
That I'm not living here. So, I don't really know much, but yeah, I'm sure there are. And every time there are more, you know. Also, young people are discovering new music too, and that is a really, really nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess I'm sure. It's a small place, but I'm sure.
There's something going on, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking
I'm sure.
of new music, I heard you have a new album coming or something.
Yeah, we have a new an album this time.
Whole album, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be. Oh, I'm very excited about that. It's
when is it coming out?
In April.
Oh, that's so soon.
Yeah.
How many songs?
Yeah. I think it was 10.
Okay.
10 songs.
And any of the 7-inch are gonna appear again or not? It's all new.
No, all are new.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
And is it like many covers, original songs?
They're gonna be covers and then two songs that I wrote with Paul Beauvoir, as in the single. Yeah,
that's nice. So, that's gonna be the single.
The single is gonna be we haven't really decided yet, but the LP is gonna be called "You Are the One," which is the name of one of the songs that Paul and I wrote together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the most special song for me from the album. So.
And it's coming on Elephant, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And CD, LP, both?
LP.
LP only, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you prefer vinyl.
Yeah, I love vinyls. It's I don't know. I've been collecting also for so long, and then to think that I can have my own LP, it's, oh my god, I can't even believe it yet. I don't think I will believe it until I have it in my hands. Honestly,
it's gonna be soon. It's April. It's like around the corner.
Yeah, and time goes so fast too.
Yeah. Yeah. And are you planning like touring or doing some gigs to promote the album?
Oh, hopefully yes, but
yes?
I haven't really planned much
anything yet. Okay.
No, because this year also I'm a bit like
busy
with things from school and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hope I can play more gigs because mm-hmm. it's always a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, because I think you played in London not so long ago,
yeah,
maybe, an Elephant gig or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in November, in an Elephant party, exactly, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, so you kind of play kind of often? Not...
Yeah, well, not that often, I guess, but I don't know. I played
At Indie Tracks, I remember you playing a bit. In the merch tent.
In the merch tent, yeah.
That
was really fun, though. That was really fun.
And then I remember
you
joined.
Before, in May, I played with Andreas from Opaque Sports in Madrid, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And I remember that song of Royal Landscaping Society with you and Andreas on stage, too.
That was fun.
That was fun, yes.
Yeah, and also the Royal Landscaping Society there. I like them so much too, mm-hmm. so it was really fun.
Well, maybe next year you deserve, you know, instead of merch tent, you know, you need a proper stage
hopefully.
For you.
Have you applied?
Are you going to apply for Indie Tracks?
Yeah. I applied for it.
Already? Okay.
Yeah, but let's see now if we can have some luck.
they should.
That would be a lot of fun, of course.
And you plan having maybe a full band, or still you and somebody else to help you? Have you thought about that?
I don't really know. I was thinking of maybe, not alone, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe some songs alone. I don't know. I think that I will just see that when I know.
If you're invited.
If I'm going to play.
Right, exactly. So, what was I going to ask you?
Oh, I don't know.
I had to ask you about this Pineapple Princess, because that's everybody knows you because of Pineapple Princess. It's like Christine. Ah, yeah, that's Pineapple Princess. That song is like so good.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
Me. It's like
it's you.
I don't even know how that really happened, but it was like Pineapple Princess became something like very personal to me too.
Right.
Yeah,
but
and also
it's a
with
cover,
my friends
right?
and everything. Excuse me?
It's a cover, right, of a song?
Yeah, it's a cover from Annette Funicello, singer in the 50s, singer and actress.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't even know
how did you find that? I mean, how were you aware of this song, for example?
Oh, okay, so everything happened, I remember now, when I wanted to make a blog called this, what you call it, Tumblr?
Oh, yes,
it was photographs that I liked and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for a nice name. So I was looking for songs of the 50s and 60s that I liked. And then I saw like Pineapple Princess. So I was like, oh, I'm going to call my Tumblr. He calls me Pineapple Princess all day. And I called it like that. And then afterwards, when I got my first ukulele, that I didn't know how to play it or anything. It was one of the first songs that I learned to play.
How old were you then?
I was 15.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 years old.
Wow.
And I really liked that song. So one day, like just listening to songs, I was like, I think I could cover this. That would be so much fun.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing it just here at home, and then
what happened? You played on YouTube or somewhere?
I don't remember. I was like, no, I did. I was playing it for like maybe 1 year at home or something, and then I got my first like my MacBook.
Uh-huh.
Then I had GarageBand and those things, and I started
to
record some demos just for myself. And then I recorded the Pineapple Princess cover. And then some friends, Alvi and Gore, they told me that they wanted to make like a music video for that cover.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun, and it was just something we did for fun, you know.
Is that video still online somewhere?
Yeah, it's the first Pineapple Princess
video
that we made.
Right.
Yeah. And it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that video, and then many people seem to like it.
You became popular. Yeah, I remember people telling me, "Do you know Cristina Quesada?" I'm like, "Who?" "Oh yeah, she has this song online." I'm like, "Okay," and I remember it. And then I was surprised that like a year or sometime after, you know, you were signing to Elephant.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Also, it was like that first video was the only thing that was on the internet, I think, of me singing.
Uh-huh.
So people from my school, it was so embarrassing, actually. No,
was
it wasn't embarrassing. It was fun, you know, but there was people from the high school singing, "Oh, I saw that video of you on YouTube. Singing Pineapple Princess."
But you're a bit used to cameras and stuff, aren't you? You're like on TV too, something, no?
Oh, but I mean,
it's different.
It's not, I don't know. No. But not like that, you know.
Okay.
That was before.
That was before,
TV
ah.
thing, so. Yeah,
TV
I was in
was
high
before.
School then, so.
Okay.
It's not like I'm used now or anything.
No.
Not at all.
It's past life.
Yeah. Oh my God. No. But yeah. Oh, but it was fun. It was fun too, of course. Many people didn't even know that I didn't know that I could sing too, or that people would like me singing or anything. So.
Well, I think people do like you singing.
Oh, that's lovely to know. Oh my God. Yeah, it's really nice. Thank you.
Do you have any favorite singers, favorite bands at the moment?
Oh, at the moment? Oh, I think I'm always like... I think it depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I can say I like, I don't know, one group or one singer, and then I say...
It changes.
But I mean, I like many, it's just that I feel like
any,
I always
any Spanish
listen to
band
the
that
same.
You like?
Oh, yeah, in, well, I grew
you mostly
up,
listen
like,
in Spanish or in English, like indie pop, for example?
I don't know. Indie pop? I guess indie pop I know more Spanish, but because maybe when, you know, I was younger, I grew up a bit like listening to Elephant Records groups. Like, I grew up listening to La Casa Azul.
Mm.
And so I think that I know more Spanish
about that,
indie pop music because of that. So,
right.
But then I love discovering new groups and yeah. But I think I know more Spanish groups. But it also depends on the day, like my favorite
also,
groups.
It changes. Because
I also listen a lot to music groups from singers from the 50s, 60s, 70s
okay.
too. So.
What about the 80s?
The 80s.
That's my favorite time.
That's your favorite time?
Yes, that's
really?
My favorite.
That's,
even for,
nice.
Even for Spanish, even for Spanish, you know, La Movida, that sort of thing, I love it.
You like La Movida, really? What's your favorite
you
group?
Don't.
Yeah, I like,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe Los Nikis.
Los Nikis? Oh, that's nice.
Aren't they
that's
nice?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a bunch. I like Pegamoides, of course.
Yeah, I like them too. Oh, that's really good. Yeah. I didn't remember about that when you mentioned the 80s, actually.
But they still play
like,
it on the radio in Spain.
Sorry?
They still play them on the radio, I think, no?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Big bands, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's not like I listen a lot to the radio in Spain.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Of course.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, they're very good groups too.
Yep, and it's so funny talking about this. No, nothing. I was gonna ask you about, because I know you went to Primavera and I know you went to Indie Tracks. So
yeah.
I want to know which one you like most and what's the big difference. I mean, I know music-wise is very different, but
have you gone
organization.
To Primavera?
No, I've never been.
Oh, well, I enjoyed both a lot. Because in Primavera Sound, we were in the stand, in the elephant stand, and we were there were so many nice people. We were Maria Lopez from Guatafan.
Yes.
And Andreas too from Alpaca Sports and. There was Luisa Monse, Grego, and there were so many nice people too in the stand, and we have so much fun. But I think I will say I liked Indie Tracks more, because it was more like we knew more each other, everyone, and Primavera is very, very big, very big. So it was also completely different, because at Primavera we were in the stand most of the time. And then at Indie Tracks we were watching gigs and
But you were also
dancing.
In the stand a lot. I remember.
Yeah, it's true. In at Indie Tracks.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, we were in the stand
selling
a lot.
Alpaca
but we watched
and...
too many. Yeah, but we watched too many gigs. It's not the same. But yeah. It was something I think Indie Tracks was something like more I don't know.
Do
like...
you plan going again?
Yeah. I'm definitely planning to go next year. I mean, it was so much fun. So much fun.
What was your favorite band this past year at Indie Tracks?
At Indie Tracks? Oh.
You remember, I know it's like 6 months ago.
I loved The Yearning so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I loved them.
I missed them, actually.
Oh, they were so beautiful. Yeah, it got very, like, you know, emotional, too.
Oh.
But I also liked a lot The Very Most, too.
Okay.
And I liked also The Scream Prints. I thought they were very good,
They were really
too.
Good.
Yeah,
that one
they were really, really, really good. I don't know, but I liked many.
Many
it was
okay.
A lot of fun. And, well, The Royal Landscape in Society, of course. Yeah.
That was my favorite, I think.
Yeah, that was really good, too. Super good. Yeah, it was so lovely. I had such a good time.
But now you have Madrid Pop Fest in March. Are you going to that?
Yeah.
Are you playing?
I wanna go there. No. I'm not playing. But yeah.
But that's always a lot of fun, Madrid. Especially the dancing. For me, the dancing is wow.
I couldn't believe that last year was the first year that I went.
Uh-huh.
I had never... I don't think I even knew there was a Madrid Pop Fest.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know where my head was. I don't know. I didn't know
and
there was.
You were
was,
living
I
in
think.
Madrid at the time, right? When the other previous ones.
Wow. Last year, it was my third year in Madrid. So I was living there for 3 years.
See, we could have met because I went to the two previous ones.
Seriously?
Seriously,
oh,
I went to the
fun.
Two previous ones. This year I missed.
Are you going next year?
No,
next
doubt
year.
It. Maybe 2016 if they keep doing it.
Oh,
I hope.
That's good. Yeah, I'm sure they will. They should do it.
They should.
It was so
if
much
not,
fun.
If not, you pick it up.
Excuse me?
If not, if you know, you pick it up, you organize it yourself.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah,
definitely. yeah, but it's such a good like environment too. And
it is.
So many nice people in Madrid Pop Fest too. Yeah.
Especially as I was telling you, I think the DJs at the end, that you know, the dancing is really fun.
Yeah, so much fun, and everyone is dancing there. So nice, so nice.
And now that's end of the year. I mean, I know this podcast is gonna air in January, but this is December. I was wondering if you do end up doing like end of year list, you know, like the best of this year. Do you do sort of thing like my 10 best albums or my 10 best gigs? Are you into lists at all?
Oh, actually, it's very difficult for me to do lists.
Uh-huh.
So difficult. Like, for example, I not lists, but like I can say some things, but mm-hmm. then it's so difficult for me to remember everything. But for example, if I had to say a favorite album,
mm-hmm.
I liked a lot the Cornish pop songs by the Hit Parade.
Oh, yes.
I've been listening to that one
non-stop.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like again and again. I like that one a lot. And then, I don't know, favorite what else?
Favorite concert, favorite, I don't know. I see all these lists. I'm very bad at lists myself. That's why I'm asking.
I'm horrible. Favorite gig, for example, I loved Helen Love.
Uh-huh.
I saw her three times this year.
Really?
I had never seen her ever before. And
in London or where?
I saw her at Wales Coast Pop.
Okay.
At Primavera Sound.
Damn.
And at the Lexington too.
That's really lucky. Oh, the Lexington she played? That's nice because
yeah,
that's a small place.
Yeah. It was so much. It was a lot of fun. I think I enjoyed that one the most, actually.
The one at the Lexington?
Yeah. Oh, it was so nice.
Wales Goes Pop, you played there, right?
Yeah, I played there.
Huh. That was okay?
Oh, it was very nice. Very nice and like a very nice audience too. And everyone, so nice. I don't know, it was really fun.
Okay.
I loved it. It was the... Like, I had never played that far.
That far. Wales is the furthest you play. Well,
so
you know, you should
like
come to New York and play.
Oh, don't tell me that. I would love to do that.
Maybe New York Pop Fest. That would be nice.
Yeah, I would love that, of course. Yeah. So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the... And I think it's actually the... Is it the more far of... played in, I don't know.
In Cardiff, right?
Yeah, Cardiff. Yeah.
Do you like it? I like the castle there.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. I didn't have time to see it, but I really liked the town and
mm-hmm.
I didn't
nice.
Have much time to see, you know, but I walked around there because
mm-hmm.
I arrived on a Thursday and played on a Friday, so.
Okay, and then you left. Okay. You
I left
Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Jesus.
Yeah, because it was Easter holidays.
So. Ah, so you had to go back to Spain?
I was with my family. Yeah, I was with my family here at home in the Canaries.
Supporting Unión Deportiva Las Palmas. Yes.
Yeah.
You're a big football fan. I've seen you with your jersey many times.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. Like, I don't really... It's not like I like football. You know, but
just the team.
Yeah, you know, like I've always seen my father also supporting, so
uh-huh.
since I was a kid, I also. Not really, because the games are like in Gran Canaria. The
okay,
ones that
so that's a bit far.
So we've gone sometimes, you know.
Okay.
Like last summer we went,
mm-hmm.
and when we go, we have so much fun. So we get so excited, you know, also because we get so nervous and stuff. But I mean, I get like that because it's my team, you know.
Of
but
course.
It's not like I watch all the football games of every team or anything.
Right.
But...
Oh, I'm more like that.
Really? Do
yes,
you support
yes.
any team in special?
Yes, back in Peru, I support my team still. I watch almost every weekend. Not today, though. I mean, today there's no football for me.
Because
for them, it's summer holidays now. It's like July for the European teams. So in South America, right now, till mid-January, there's really not many games.
Oh, but that's good.
It's not good for my Sundays, but...
Well,
they need to rest, I guess.
Yeah, that's good to rest sometimes. Too much football. I don't know how good can that be.
Not too much anything. Too much football.
Yeah, no, too much anything. That's true.
Too much internet.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, but I couldn't live without internet though.
Impossible.
Impossible. Can you live without internet?
No, I need to check my email every day. At least.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not the only one then. I was starting to feel guilty that I'm like that, but now that I hear you.
Don't feel guilty. I don't understand people that can just, you know, disconnect. I don't get it.
No, me neither. No.
Okay. So I have one last question. Is, do you have any New Year resolution?
New Year resolution? What's the New Year resolution?
You know, like you say, okay, this next year, 2015, I'm gonna do this. Like some people say, I'm gonna learn a language, or I'm gonna, I don't know, make this project or something. I mean, I know you have your album coming, but maybe you have other big plans.
Traveling somewhere. I've been thinking about it. Every year, mm-hmm. I have one resolution. That I do every year, and every year I say I am going to work hard on school. So.
And you do, no? You have good grades.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, I do a lot, actually. Yeah, I think that I ask myself too much sometimes, but So this year I've decided I'm not gonna. Do that?
You're not gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna just be like I am. I study a lot, but I'm not gonna. No, I know that I'm gonna do it anyway, even though I don't ask it to myself. Uh-huh. So.
And this year you finished school, right?
I think I get graduated this next year, in May.
Congratulations.
So. Thank you. Yeah, so I think that, I don't know, be happy.
Of course.
Study some French.
French.
And
make a song in Chinese.
Yeah, and study more Chinese too. And just go on doing music and having fun with it. Mm-hmm. And do fun things. And I don't know.
I think that's enough.
Yeah. Isn't it enough? It's a lot, right?
It's a lot, yeah.
That's good. Do you have any for next year?
I need to learn German. That's what I'm going to do next year.
You're going to do that next year. Oh, that's nice.
I said that for this year, but I didn't do it, so I better do it next year.
That's good. I believe in you, Roque.
Thank you so much. I know you will do it.
Yeah.
But between us, you know, we still have Spanish, so it's not an issue.
No. Oh, but you have English and Spanish, so do you speak any other language? Or?
I have my amazing Portuguese.
Oh, really?
Seriously? Easy. Come on, Cristina, you know it's easy for any Spanish speaker.
Is it? I don't know. I have never studied it, but I don't think it's that easy, right?
Well, it's easier than learning German.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And then I learned a bit of Swedish, though.
That's good.
I think I'm a bit rusty. I met some Swedish people yesterday night, and I was.
No, I'm sure you're great.
I could talk, but I couldn't understand them very much when they spoke very fast. But it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, but little by little.
Yeah, little I need practice. Little. It's just practice, you know. I mean, you study it, you know. It's just practice and talking.
Yeah, languages need time too. Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
then.
But thank you very much, Roque.
No, thank you, and looking forward to the album, which is You Are the One, right? No.
Yeah.
You Are the One. That's the album, 2015, in April, vinyl, on Elephant. Cristina, she's gonna send you signed copies to everybody. No, but looking forward to the album. And when is a song is already been promoting the album, right? I think I heard it on Elephant Podcast.
Yeah, My Favorite Boyfriend.
Okay.
It is a cover from Guille Milky Way. Yeah.
Ah, cool. So is that song going to be available for download or on video or YouTube?
Not yet, I think.
Okay.
just in a couple of months, maybe before the LP. And, yeah.
So looking forward to that very much. You're gonna be the cover star again on the cover, hopefully.
Yeah.
Exciting. Pineapple Princess again.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks to you so much. Muchas gracias, Cristina.
Muchas gracias a ti. Millones de abrazos.
Un abrazo, un beso y buenas noches. Gracias.
Buenas noches, gracias.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up, I'm gonna cover the obscure bands from the blog. I know you don't like reading it because it's a bit too long and it's intimidating, or you don't have time. Because I do know who reads. I know who reads. I'm checking on you. But it's okay. I'm gonna make it easy. Okay? So, what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna play you the songs from the obscure bands I've been covering on the blog since the last podcast. So, if you actually like the song I play, I tell you, go to the blog and you can find all the information about them. Well, all the information I could gather, because these are kind of obscure bands. So, the first band is gonna be Hey Miss from Brazil. The song is Firefly. The second band is Sugar Spunk Church. They are from Sweden. The song is called State. And the third song will be from a band called Catapult from the 80s, from England. The song is called Summary.
Forever, I try to stay forever. softly sobbing. I'd like to believe that I want to believe that.
Now I'm gonna play two Cloudberry tracks back to back. The first one is a new release that's coming this year. The band is called Parcel Post. This is Lyle from Tiny Fireflies, Fireflies, Very Truly Yours. And also Scott Stevens from The Summer Cats and The Earthmen. The song is called Centimeters. It's coming as a co-release with Kingfisher Blues Records from Canada. It's a 7-inch. It has two songs. The A-side is this one, Centimeters. And the B-side is called Hidden in the Frost. The second song I'm gonna play is actually by Tiny Fireflies, which is Lyle and Christine. Actually, you can hear Christine doing backing vocals on Centimeters as well. It was part of a split CD, a 3-inch CD that they shared with Lily of the Valley from Japan. This song is called Make Believe. Thank you. So always I wanna play a song by a record that I just bought lately. And this time I wanna play a song from a 2002 album by the Melody Group. Actually, it's not that obscure. They released on Matinee. It was a band that had members of the Windmills, the band from the 80s. The song I wanna play is called I Do Not Not Love You. It comes on the album called Up Down Around. That was their second album. I actually thought I had this CD at home, and some days ago, well, actually weeks, a friend of mine, Emma from Sweden, she asked me, hey, do you remember this song that goes like this, like that? And I'm like, yeah, that song, that was a great song. So let me find it for you. And actually, there was a video on YouTube for this song. It's a really nice song. It has all the ingredients. Jangly guitars, great lyrics, heartfelt vocals. And you know, this is a fantastic single. I don't know how come I didn't have it until now at home. It doesn't make any sense. So here it is.
Time to smile. You call me names and you make me cry. Say nasty things that confuse my mind. I don't know why you're so unkind, but I do not love you. I let you into my lonely life. Give you the hammer, give you a knife. I show you where you should aim the cut. I'll shout out when it hurts too much, and I do not love you. I do not love you.
Start wrapping up the show. The next song is the classic of the month. This is from 1986. It's called Ghost Dance by the Bicycle Thieves. I actually did an interview with them maybe a year or two ago. You can find on the blog. Just use the search tool. then the last song this month is the cover of the month. It's a CD-less cover. It's Wet Wednesday Afternoon. This was covered by Ellen from Jesus Animal on vocals and guitar, and also Miguel Navarro from the Felt-Tips on guitar. This is a very, very nice cover that happily somebody caught on camera. Hello, Jennifer. And this just happened a couple of weeks ago at the Big Pink Cake Christmas party. I wish I had been there. This just sounds fantastic, and I'm sure it was like a big surprise for the whole crowd. I mean, who would have expected a CD-less cover? That means taste. Erling and Miguel, lots of taste there. All right, so I'll see you next month, and thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
There is no mercy.